This is a Pivotal Conversations podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Fit Method podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Wakefield, and I am here to help you take charge of your health, get empowered, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Girl Fit Method podcast. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to give you guys 5 tips to help you stick to a calorie deficit. Because when you have spent a lot of time out of a deficit, going back into a deficit is a massive adjustment, especially when you've been spoiled with eating lots of food. So how on earth do you stick to it? That's what I want to go over with you today. But first of all, I thought I'd give you a bit of a life update. So I'm here in Melbourne. I haven't come to Melbourne, I think, for 2 months. As you guys know, it's been a crazy couple of months for me with everything going on, and I just didn't want to travel. So I've actually really missed filming here. I love coming into the studio purely because I can just come here, sit my butt on these big couches. If you're watching, I have recorded this on YouTube, by the way. You can watch them there. But I get on these big white lounges and I've got fake tan on, which I'm hoping I'm not staining this. But and then it's all done for me. I can just record and then I can walk away. I don't need to edit anything, which makes life 10 times easier. But it's been good. My flight got delayed coming in. How is this, right? My flight got delayed, and then it got delayed again, and then it got delayed again, until I got to my hotel, guys, at 3 a.m. in the morning. 3 a.m. in the morning. And I was at this dodgy, scary train station at 2 a.m. on my own, having a Slurpee, hoping I don't get killed. There was some interesting characters around, but I have lived to tell the tale and now I'm here. So yeah, which is good because I can bring you this podcast episode. Besides that, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling like myself again, which is so nice. After the past couple of months, honestly, I was a shell of a human. To anyone out there going through it, let me tell you, it gets better. It gets better. If you're going through a breakup, by the way, one day you're going to wake up and you're not going to feel like you are in a deep, dark depression. It's like magic. It doesn't go away completely, but like you start to see the light again. And if you're going through a breakup or a really hard time, sometimes it can feel like, when am I ever going to feel happy again? When is life going to go back to normal? Like you actually can't envision it, but it happens. You just got to hold on. And I read a study that apparently grief peaks at about 6 to 8 weeks. And then after that, it gets better. So hold on for dear life. And so I'm super happy to be able to have energy to put, you know, towards you guys, providing you with more value and content and for the business and for Sunny and all the things in my life that make me happy. It's been really nice. I'm still like really struggling with my brother. I had his son's second birthday on the weekend and it's very, where do I even start? It's very hard to even explain how I feel. I don't quite know how I feel. I think grief's a funny thing where we all deal with it in different ways and we go through different stages. And I'm trying to grieve it the best I can. But for me at the moment, it's kind of like not thinking about it because it feels a little bit too much. But look, I'll get there. We all go through things. But the good news is that there's different seasons in life and nothing stays the same. So onwards and upwards, and sometimes it's just putting one foot in front of the other. But other than that, that is my life update. And I'm going to give you guys a recommendation this week. And let me tell you, I want all of you to go and buy a bike. If you've been following me on Instagram, I've been posting my bike adventures. I am on the Tour de Tash, which is me riding absolutely everywhere. I love my bike. It is the one thing I'm looking forward to every day that I wake up in the morning. I'm like, where can I ride to today? It is so good. It is so freeing. I forgot how fun it is riding a bike. It's like when you're a kid and you jump on and like you got the wind in your hair, you're just cruising around and it is the best feeling. So go out and buy one. I've only got like a cruiser. It's not like a special fancy bike. It's like one of those, you know, the cruiser ones. It's only meant for like riding, you know, I don't know, like easy rides, but I think I might need to upgrade to a big girl bike, a proper bike. But please, go ahead. That is my recommendation. Go spoil yourself and buy yourself a bike. You'll be happier for it. I promise. And also, I'm going to announce this month's Gymshark voucher winner as well. So for anyone that doesn't know, leave a rating or review for the podcast. Screenshot that through to me, and I will put you into the running to win a Gymshark voucher. I give away one each month. Whew, that always gets me. And if you have left a rating and review, thank you. I really appreciate it. And if you haven't, please, 5 seconds, do it. Do it right now. 5-star. Make sure you're following. It really helps me out. All right, so let's get stuck into these 5 tips. How on earth do you stick to a calorie deficit and it not feel impossible? The first thing I want to raise is that whenever you go into a calorie deficit, you're going to feel hungry. There is no two ways about it. And in fact, the feeling of being hungry is your body really telling you that you actually are in a deficit. So in a way, it's a good thing, kind of. Like, it sucks, I know. The feeling of being hungry really sucks. But you know that your body's actually in a deficit because it's recognizing it's actually not getting enough nutrition or enough calories to maintain its current, your current weight, right? So that is just part and parcel. However, what I would say is that probably the first, I reckon, 3 weeks of being in a calorie deficit can feel like the hardest with your body adjusting to being in a deficit. So you might find the first couple of weeks you're like, I am ravenous. I just want to keep eating. I don't know if I can stick to this. But your body will adjust, just like it adjusts to, you know, you increasing your calories. It will adjust to being like, okay, this is how much food we're getting now. So there is no real way to avoid that. It is just a part of the process. But there are things that you can do to implement to make the calorie deficit a lot easier. And that's what I'm going to go over today. So I've got 5 tips for you. Now, number one is going to be you need to be prepared. You need to prepare your meals ahead of time. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to have every single meal cooked and prepped. However, you really need to have a good idea of what you're going to be having for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then what that totals to in regards to protein and whether you're actually with under that calorie amount that you're wanting to stick to, right? That's going to be really key. Now, if you leave it to the day, I'm telling you, you're going to find it very difficult to figure out how to hit those calories without and hit your macros, like hit your protein without going over that calorie amount. If you're not counting calories, that is completely okay. If you are, definitely pre-log your food the day before into MyFitnessPal so you know exactly, okay, this is what it's totaled to. Do I either need to remove stuff or do I need to add in food in order to hit those calories and macros? But you really truly need to plan ahead. If you aren't wanting to track calories, then have a good idea of what you're going to be consuming, planning your breakfasts for the week, planning your lunches and planning your dinners. And can I just say, the biggest tip I can give you with this preparation is keep your meals simple. Try not to overcomplicate your meals. All that's going to happen if you do that is you feel overwhelmed and you can't stick to it, right? So use the 3x3 GirlFit method. And the 3x3 method is coming up with 3 recipes. So 3 recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, your main meals. You want all of those recipes to have 30 grams of protein in them. And then they need to be easy. They need to have ingredients in them that you just have sitting in the pantry, have sitting in the fridge that you can whack together. Now you can rotate through those recipes because half the issue with sticking to any kind of nutrition plan is the mental fatigue of like, what am I going to eat? Like, and if you're hungry, especially, what's easy and quick for me to whip up? Where if you've already got this mental, if you can note it down in your notes, that's what I get my girls through in their iPhone or whatever. You just put your 3 meals in there and you rotate through them. Another good tip is jump onto ChatGPT. You guys, if you aren't on ChatGPT, what are you doing with your life? Pop in there. Please give me 6 recipes with 30 grams of protein with 5 ingredients or less under this amount of calories. Boom. It'll send you everything that you need with ingredients, with instructions. It's amazing. And there is so many websites as well online that'll give you really good ideas for recipes, but be prepared. Make sure you plan ahead. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to stick to your deficit. Okay. Point number 2. Is volume foods. Now, I talk a lot about volume foods and I poo-poo on them. And the reason for that is because in some instances, if we're not in a deficit, we can sometimes overconsume these volume foods. Now, what are volume foods? Volume foods are going to be things like cauliflower rice. It's going to be zucchini noodles, any kind of non-starchy vegetable. Now, we call them volume foods because you can eat them in a lot of volume, so you can eat lots of them, for a lower amount of calories. So for example, if you were to swap out potatoes for pumpkin, right? Pumpkin's got like a quarter of the calories that potato has. So you can eat double the amount of potato you would have and then still have less calories. Does that make sense? Still be consuming less calories, you know what I mean, right? So volume, lots of them for low calories. The thing is that we just want to be careful of is that a lot of these foods are usually high in fiber, which is really good and really important in a calorie deficit because fiber is important for keeping you satiated and keeping you feeling nice and full. However, there is a sweet spot because if we have too much fiber, that absolutely causes issues with our gut, right? And we can feel bloated all the time. But during a calorie deficit for a short period of time, sometimes it is important to bump up that fiber. So you know that number one, it's going to help you go to the toilet because when you decrease calories, sometimes you can end up being constipated too. Fiber helps with that. So it can be helpful for that. And it's also for a short period of time and will also keep you fuller for longer. So really easy swaps. Pasta, swap that out for zucchini noodles. If you're in Australia, we have these noodles called Slender. And I think I might be pronouncing this wrong. I think it's called like konjac noodles or something. They're clear. I think they're made of seaweed. But they're very low calories, high volume. I think they're like 20 calories or something for a serve. So you could be shaving off 200 calories if you were to swap that out. Or you'd swap that in for pasta. Pumpkin for potatoes, a really good one. Cauliflower rice for rice. Super easy ways to be able to have a good sized meal that is low in calories. The other thing to think about as well is your snacks. So things like strawberries and berries are really great snacks. Once again, they've got lots of vitamins and minerals in them, lots of fiber in them, and they're low calories and they're good for you. So just being really wise and smart about the choices that you're making in regards to the foods that you're eating. So they're going to support you to feel nice and full while you being able to stick to that calorie deficit. Okay, point number three. Increase your protein intake to the upper limit and make sure it's scattered throughout the day. So let's talk about protein during a calorie deficit. Very important. Mainly really important because protein is going to keep you satiated once again, keep you nice and full, but also in a calorie deficit, we want to tell your body, let's lose some fat. Let's lose as much fat as we possibly can and let's hold on to muscle. Now, when you are eating protein, protein is sending, is supporting that signal to your body to hold on to muscle. Oh my gosh, I just yawned. I'm a bit tired. Sorry about that. You're not boring me. Wake up, Tash, I need caffeine. So protein is going to be really important to be able to hold on to that muscle. So you're not going to lose a combination of muscle and fat. You're just going to lose body fat, which is exactly what we want, right? That's how we get that toned look. That's how, really, that's the look that you're going for. So making sure that you're having enough protein. Now, when I say the upper amount of what's recommended, that's purely because I want you to feel nice and full. So what is that? About 2.2 grams of protein per kilo of your goal body weight. And I know some of you guys go off pounds, but just do a little calculation. You Google that, what your weight is, your goal weight is in kilos if you're working off pounds, and then times that by 2.2. You don't need to have any more than that. It's kind of pointless, but that's going to help you stay really satiated. When you're at maintenance or when you're trying to gain muscle, you can kind of hover around the lower end, the 1.8 mark, but in a deficit, you kind of want to keep your protein nice and high. Making sure you're also scattering that throughout the day is really important too, because it's going to help with blood sugar levels. So making sure that you don't crash at that 3 p.m. and you think, oh, I need something sweet. It's going to support that from that actually not happening. And then also keeping you full for longer throughout the day. Trying to aim for like 30 grams of protein per main meal, if not more, and then making sure you're including protein-rich snacks as well into your diet. Okay, point number four, keep hydrated. You have probably felt really hungry at times and then you've had a big drink of water or you've, I don't know, had a drink and you're like, oh, I'm not hungry. The same feeling of being hungry and then being dehydrated, sometimes they can be confused. They can feel like the same thing, right? So making sure that you are having enough water. Now, another really good tip is to have a tall glass of water prior to each main meal. You don't want to have it too close to your main meal, so let's just say like 15 minutes before. Having water during or any kind of liquid during your meal or even after can cause digestive issues, can kind of like disrupt your digestion and it kind of trying to digest the food that you've just consumed. So try having it before, because if you are thirsty, then eating sometimes we can then overeat because we're confusing the fact that we're just dehydrated for being hungry, right? So try and drink water throughout the day, but also try and make an effort to drink water prior to your main meals whenever you're consuming them. All right, my very last point is going to be, I want you to think about timing your carbohydrate intake around your workouts. Now, the reason for this, when we're in a deficit, obviously we're getting less calories in, and then therefore it can make our workouts a little bit sucky because we don't have as much energy. And subconsciously, your body's going to kind of, it's going to preserve energy a little bit more because it's realizing it's not getting enough calories to maintain its current weight, right? So what we can do is try and rig the system a little bit. And what we're going to do is consume a protein-rich meal as well as carbohydrates. So focusing on those two macronutrients prior to your workout for energy. So your body loves carbohydrates for energy. It is the only macronutrient, or it's the number one macronutrient that your body will use and convert into energy the quickest. So it loves it. And it's really easy for it to convert into energy. So it loves carbs. Therefore, you have a really great workout. You know, that all adds up, right? So you're supporting the muscle in your body, but also like your energy expenditure, the amount of calories that you're burning. Then your carbohydrates, try and have some carbs and protein after your workout. And what that's going to do is really help with your recovery as well, which is going to be important when it comes to also making sure that you're ready to rock and roll when it comes to your next workout. You've got lots of energy and you're feeling recovered. Nutrition plays a really important role in our recovery, and when we're not getting a whole lot, or if we're in a deficit and we're not eating a whole lot of food, then it can be really hard to rock up at the gym the next day and have energy and not feel super sore. I'm actually going to sneak in an extra point here, and that is going to be around sleep. Sleep in a calorie deficit, I mean, sleep all the time is important, but sleep in a calorie deficit is really important because lack of sleep can increase hunger and also blood sugar levels, energy levels, all those kinds of things. And so making sure you're prioritizing sleep as much as possible. It's going to be really important to be able to support you throughout that calorie deficit. And I guess you want to think about how you're going to space your meals out, because you want to make sure you're not going to sleep hungry. So before maybe like your last meal, ensuring, you know, you want to make sure you're eating enough during the day, but try to make sure that you're having a good dinner so you're going to bed, you can fall asleep easily without feeling like you're hungry, because that's the worst feeling in the world, trying to go to bed hungry. But just remember, if you are in like an aggressive calorie deficit, sometimes that's just a part of the process, unfortunately, and just the way that it is. As I'm sitting here, I've got so many tips for you. I don't even have just five. Do you want some more? I'm going to spit some at you. Okay, so another way to curb hunger, tea, coffee, caffeine. Caffeine helps with that as well. Another way would be sometimes like I will have, so I'm in my lime cordial era. Now, I don't know whether cordial is a thing in America or anywhere else in outside of Australia, if you guys call it that, but it's like, it's this very sweet stuff that sweetens your water. And it's sugar-free. The stuff I get is sugar-free and it is so yummy. And I put that in my water bottle and it just feels like I'm giving myself a sweet treat. Like, just little tips and tricks like that can be really helpful. It sounds silly, but like honestly, sometimes that's enough to curb your hunger as well. So if you are outside of Australia, find yourself something similar. I know you guys do have something. I don't know if it's called cordial, but if you're in Australia, lime cordial is where it's at personally. You can get fruit punch, raspberry and apple, all different flavors, but I like that one. I reckon they are enough tips for you guys. Hopefully that was helpful. If you are in a deficit, stick at it. Try and stay as consistent as possible. Being prepared is really important, but also understanding that unfortunately, it is just a part of the process that you're probably going to feel hungry, then you'll feel a little bit hangry and grumpy at times. But the beautiful thing is that we have phases with nutrition, right? This is only for a short period of time. If you can stick it out, do the hard yards, then get yourself out of a calorie deficit as soon as possible so you can go back to normal life without feeling like you are stuck eating low calories all the time, which is not what we like doing around here. All right, let's announce this week's Gymshark Voucher winner. Now, I want to read out this review because I got it this morning and it just made me smile. It was so lovely. Can I read it out to you guys? Okay. Hey, lovely. Hope you're having an amazing week so far. I stumbled upon your podcast last week whilst looking for a fitness-related podcast to listen to, and I have to honestly say that it's the best one I've ever come across yet! Exclamation mark. Love your personality. Thank you. How you navigate conversations with others and your content. I hope more people will come across your podcast. I'm definitely sharing it with all my girlies too. So much love to you. That made me so happy. I appreciate that. And that was from the beautiful Shal. Your Instagram handle is shalxnx. Please send me a DM on Instagram and I'll get that Gymshark voucher through to you. It means the world to me leaving a 5-star review. You guys are the best. I love you all so much. I hope you all know that you feel like you're my besties. And it's so weird that we have this relationship where we've never met in person, but it's weird. We kind of feel like we know each other. And I love that. All right, guys, until next time, big love, Coach Tash.